You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a volcano? A volcano would be some sort of a crack in the Earth's surface. It could be on land or underwater, where material from inside of the Earth can escape. Now, this material can be gas, ash, or magma. Magma, interesting term. That hot, molten rock, when it's underground, is called magma. But once it reaches the surface, either on land or underwater, that's still the surface of the Earth, then it's called lava. The surface of the Earth is covered with these gigantic rocky plates. Think about it this way. Think about toast, for example, that's floating on top of boiling water. That's what those Earth's plates would be like. And where those Earth's plates either collide or separate, it can lead to earthquakes, mountain forming, or volcanoes. Now, where they separate, that's where magma, that molten, melted rock, would come up, and as it cools, it becomes rock, known as lava. Where those plates collide, the rock is forced underneath one plate beneath another. It melts and turns into magma. Here's an experiment. Get a globe and take a look at it. You'll see that there are volcanic areas which are all over the globe. For example, Italy, Iceland, Russia, the United States. But there's one area in particular which is known as the Ring of Fire. And it's around the Pacific. So take a look at your globe and go in a counterclockwise direction. Start off at the southern tip, western edge of South America. Move on up the coast so that you reach North America. The Ring of Fire continues up north along the western edge of North America, over to Alaska, heads west over to Russia, and then it goes along the east coast of Asia in a southerly direction towards the Philippines, Indonesia, and then east of Australia. This huge, enormous area on the Earth is known as the Ring of Fire, the Pacific Ring of Fire, and it's where we have a lot of volcanic activity, earthquakes and volcanoes. In fact, if you take a close look at your globe or map, you'll see that Hawaii is smack dab in the middle of it. And of course, Hawaii is very well known for its volcanic activity. It has active volcanoes. In fact, the youngest Earth on Earth is in Hawaii. There are many different shapes of volcanoes, and these shapes are due to a variety of different factors. The temperatures of the magma, the chemicals making up the magma, the type of rock that's coming out of this volcano. Some of the more common shapes would be a dome or a cone shape. They tend to be very tall. Shield volcanoes tend to be very flat and wide. A crack would just be a fissure or a vent. And there are a number of different ways for classifying volcanoes. Active volcanoes are still erupting or they're erupting regularly. The dormant volcanoes, they were known to have erupted in historic times, but now they're quiet, currently quiet. And then the third type would be extinct volcanoes. These are the type that have not erupted during recorded history. Volcanology, or volcanology, it can be spelled both V-O-L-C or V-U-L-C. Volcanology would be the science of studying volcanoes. And a volcanologist would be the scientist who's studying volcanoes. And it's interesting how it got the name. It's named after the Roman god of fire, Vulcan. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of volcanoes. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.